Ukraine has its own political drama. Last week, lawmakers hurled eggs and smoke bombs in the chambers of parliament. This was after the ruling party of President Viktor Yanukovych ratified a controversial treaty between Ukraine and Russia. The treaty extended the lease of a Russian naval base in Ukraine an additional 25 years. This isn't the first time Ukrainian lawmakers have gotten into fistfights, but last week's brawl could signal the beginning of a much more turbulent period in Ukrainian politics. Bridget McCarthy reports from the capital, Kiev.
Viktor Yanukovych, Ukraine's newly elected president, has taken everyone by surprise. As a candidate, his official slogan was Ukraine for the people. Some reporters observed that he seemed to spend more time on the tennis courts than the campaign trail. But once he got elected, President Yanukovych got right down to business. He changed the constitution, some say illegally, in order to create a parliamentary majority. Then he ousted Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, his chief rival, and gave the job to one of his longtime political allies. Yanukovych and his party now control all branches of government in Ukraine, something that hasn't happened since the 2004 Orange Revolution.
What happened here is a kind of parliamentary coup d'etat. They usurped power, basically.
Mykola Rybchuk is a writer and independent political analyst in Kiev.
What is surprising is that they are not only authoritarian, but they are so openly pro-Russian. Not only in declarations, but also in real gestures.
2 weeks ago, the Ukrainian president stunned the opposition by signing a treaty with Russia's president, Dmitry Medvedev. It lets Russia keep its Black Sea fleet on Ukraine's Crimean coast an extra 25 years. Russia's lease was due to expire in 2017. In exchange for the extension, Moscow agreed to give Ukraine a steep discount on gas imports. President Yanukovych said the agreement saves Ukraine billions of dollars. The next day, a Kiev newspaper ran the headline, Great gas deal or sellout of the nation? Simon Pirani is a senior research fellow at the Oxford Institute for Energy Studies. He says the treaty is unfortunate because it means politicians, not global markets, are setting the price of gas.
In our view, that's bad in the sense that it mixes the gas up again with the politics.
And when that happens, Europe pays attention. A quarter of the European Union's gas imports come from Russia, and most of that gas travels through Ukrainian pipelines. Twice in the last 4 years, Russia has shut off the gas to Ukraine because of pricing disputes, leaving European customers shivering without heat, too. Pirani says whether or not Viktor Yanukovych is pro-Russian, Ukraine needs huge amounts of gas to keep its Soviet-era factories humming, but can't afford to pay market prices.
It has not modernized industry. It has certainly not done a thing about those district heating systems, which are terribly leaky, which use an enormous amount of gas. And so it's paying all this money for this gas, it's importing this gas, and not using it effectively.
The long-term solution is for Ukraine to make its factories and urban infrastructure more energy efficient. Cheaper gas from Russia removes any incentive to do that. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has made Ukraine an even bigger offer, to merge Russian gas giant Gazprom with Ukraine's national gas company. Putin's latest proposal seems to have taken even Yanukovych's government by surprise. Though this, too, may be an offer that President Yanukovych finds too good to refuse. But it may also trigger even bigger political protests. Russian and Ukrainian leaders will begin talks on the possible gas industry merger next week. For The World, I'm Bridget McCarthy in Kiev, Ukraine.